It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
It's our Chadron State Sports Journal show here on Wednesday night and every Wednesday night on Double Q Country. And we're happy to have the quarterback of the Chadron State Eagles joining us in the studio here today. It is senior Dalton Holst. Dalton, good to have you in the studio. Can't wait to visit with you with the season coming up. How are you doing today?
Good to be here, Dave. Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Got my first COVID test this morning. I know you guys do that every Wednesday, and yep. Now I'm entering the bubble with you. And I got to be honest, it wasn't nearly as bad as I had heard it was.
No, it's really not. You kind of get used to it, and you know, it's something that needs to be done. You know, we're fortunate to have it done and get rapid tested and whatnot.
Yep, and we get to play football. Not a lot of schools get to say that, so I know you guys don't mind going through it once a week. I certainly won't as well, covering the team. But now that we've got that done bright and early before the sun came up this morning, we can talk some football as the quarterback, Dalton Holst, with us here today on the show. Dalton, let's dive into fall camp first. You guys have had an extended camp now, and practice has been going on for a while, about a month or a little over a month or so. Tell us about how things have gone at fall camp in this unusual time with you and the team getting ready to play some football.
Yeah, it's definitely not, you know, the season we were expecting or the season that everyone had dreamed of, but it's really nice to be out there and practice with the guys. It's not typically our fall camp because, you know, we have school and classes and other commitments, so it is more of a condensed fall camp, but it definitely feels like a fall camp atmosphere where we're practicing and we're having weekends where we're doing mock scrimmages and stuff like that since we don't have games on Saturday. But, you know, we've been getting a lot of practices in, a lot of learn-throughs. We've been going to lifting and film and everything. So, yeah, it definitely feels like fall camp, and it's great to be out there with the guys and running through some plays, going against the defense the first few weeks just like we would in fall camp, so going against the ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos and whatnot. So we just got into scouts this last week, so that's nice, kind of getting some different looks instead of going against their defense the whole time. So kind of thinking what Mace is going to run, so the scouts are kind of running those cards, and coaches are doing a good job of, you know, giving us some good looks, and it's just nice to be out there with the guys.
Is the juice pretty good out there with the team? A lot of energy and everybody raring to get going for next week's game?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, guys are starting to, you know, get some sense of urgency, like, hey, we're playing in a week or two, so we got to, you know, pick things up, get things going, get things cleaned up. And the juices are definitely flowing, you know, when you first got the pads popping, because, you know, we didn't have spring ball.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone had much of a spring ball, so it was nice to get out there and, you know, pop some pads, you know, getting some, you know, friendly little battles out there. So it's definitely nice to be back on the field with the boys.
Quarterback Dalton Holst, one of the best in the RMAC, and one of our Chadron State Eagles right here on the CSC Sports Journal show today. Offensive coordinator Micah Smith, he's new, he's in, and you alluded to it, without spring ball. You guys didn't get a chance to build under Coach Smith in the spring. You've had him now in fall camp, getting used to things he's doing and what he wants to run. How's all that going, that adjustment to the new offensive coordinator, especially without having him for spring football?
Yeah, it definitely was hard without having a spring. Because, you know, we didn't go out there. We got a little whiteboard time, little install for a few weeks in February and early March before spring break and COVID happened. So, you know, it's easy to go through an offense like this, what we're going to run, and then it's hard, you know, going out there and actually performing and doing it without a spring. So the first few weeks, you know, test us a little bit, you know, trying to pick up new things of, you know, what Coach Smith likes to do, what we're good at running and whatnot. But I think we're starting to gel a little bit more as an offense with getting new guys out there and personnel and, you know, what we like to run, because, you know, we kind of have to find an identity of who we're going to be moving forward. And, you know, I think we found that a little bit. You know, Coach Smith's doing a great job of, you know, installing the plays and, you know, figuring out what we like to do. So it definitely was a challenge at first, but I think we're starting to pick stuff up and, you know, get things rolling as we move forward.
We don't want to give Mesa the secrets, and we won't get into details too deep or anything, but I'm just curious, in, you know, to you, is there a lot of change? Is there stuff that fans are going to really see notice-wise? You know, when Coach Masters took over for Coach Stein, a couple plays that Eagle fans are used to seeing all the time, didn't really see him in games anymore. In fact, I saw Western Colorado run a couple of them against us, like that Statue of Liberty play with some of the CSC flavor. But you know, do you think fans are going to notice a whole lot of change to what you guys are trying to do in terms of moving the football?
Yeah, I'm not sure if fans are going to notice much of a difference. I know that, you know, not every offense coordinator is the same, and I know we have different plays that, you know, Coach Masters and Coach Stein ran, but, you know, Coach Smith's got his own twist on things, and I think they're, you know, it's a good change of pace and whatnot. And I just think the biggest difference is the terminology, you know, because a lot of football plays, you know, they're similar in their ways. It's just how we call them and call them in and what we call them on, at the line and whatnot. So I don't think there's going to be a huge change, but there's definitely Coach Smith puts his own twist on a few plays, which I think will be good for this offense.
Dalton Holst, our guest on the Shadron State Sports Journal. When you're trying to learn so much new terminology, you know, what's a good trick to do? There's so many ways to describe plays, learn terms. Yep. It's like studying for a vocab test at the school, flashcards and things like that. Yep. Or how do you try to learn new terms?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a challenge because we didn't have a paper playbook this year. It was all online through Just Play, so that was a little bit harder. But Coach Smith's got his own wording system, you know, different things. If this starts with S or if this starts with B, it kind of has its own code of what we're trying to do. So that's nice, and having that, the formations, instead it's a numbered formation system this year, so that's a little bit easier. But yeah, it's just I have some weird ways of remembering stuff, and I don't know if anyone else would remember it that way, but that's just kind of how I picked up on old formations. Oh, this is this play, so I got to remember this play is the same as last year or whatnot. So having three offensive coordinators in 3 years, it definitely has its disadvantages, but it has its advantages of similarities that you see across the board, which make it easier to run in games.
Just fascinating how much you guys have to learn and absorb in addition to school, but running a football team, and especially at the quarterback position like you are, Dalton, and if you're doing the flashcards thing, keep doing that. I can tell you, as a guy in my upper 30s, it still works. I use flashcards to learn names and numbers on opponents that we play when I study too. So it's one of those tricks that you learn when you're a kid, and it just kind of carries through life. Dalton Holst with us here today. New receivers, Dalton. Boy, last year and in the past years, you've had Brandon Fullerton and Jackson Dickerson and Tavon Wright, of course, some terrific guys to throw the ball to down the field. There are some guys coming back this year, but you lost a lot of experience. And kind of talk about you know, the receivers, the chemistry with them, and how things are going with those guys you're going to be flinging the ball to this year.
Yeah, we lost some great receivers last year, as you know, and a lot of people know. They were very experienced. You know, many of them started since they were sophomores. So having them out there, they always knew their assignment. They knew what they were doing. And the chemistry was there. You know, we'd thrown together for quite a while in off season and practice and fall camp. So just having a new group of guys come back. I know Cole Thurness is the only senior that's on the receiving corps, and he's a great vocal leader. He knows what he's doing. He knows his assignment, and he really picks those young guys up and shows them the way. And they're doing a good job of picking this offense up. It might be a little confusing to them at first, but we're signaling a lot of stuff out there to them, and they've got a lot on their plate. But you know, they're making plays. A lot of those young guys. And it really comes down to chemistry, like you said, because we didn't have a spring ball, but you know, we're getting a lot of reps. We're throwing a ton of balls in practice on air to kind of get things going and advance it a little bit in our learning. But I'm really excited, looking forward to these group of guys. They're very athletic. They're willing to learn. They're trying hard. We sat and watched a receiver meeting, the quarterbacks did, and they're flying around. They're making blocks on run plays. That, you know, that's what our receivers do. They, you know, they catch the ball and they block really well. So I'm looking forward to them and looking forward to them competing on Saturdays.
Absolutely. And we are too. And that connection with you and Cole, that could be one of the best in the RMAC, not just in this year with a limited group of teams playing. Next year too, and we'll get into that extra year and talk about that as well here in the interview. Is Dalton Holst joining us on the CSC Sports Journal. Dalton, what do you feel like separates you from other quarterbacks? You know, you've obviously become one of the best we've ever had here at CSC. A lot of people just love watching you play, and you put up huge numbers, got a chance to set some really big marks this fall and into the future. What do you feel like makes you head and shoulders above the rest?
That's a good question. I don't see myself, you know, as head and shoulders above the rest. I'm just trying to, you know, go out there and compete and play. And I feel like, as an individual, as my character, I'm kind of poised. I'm kind of laid back. I feel like I try not to get upset and, you know, too rowdy too often. I feel like to play quarterback, you know, it's such a mental battle out there. Like, football's a physical game, but there's a few positions that, you know, the mental state takes over. And I think as a quarterback, you need that. You need to have, you know, the mental capacity to be able to play quarterback. And I just try to do that every practice, every game, every walkthrough, to walk up there and be like, okay, you know, you got to stay relaxed. You got to stay focused. You got to pick these guys up. So I don't really think it's anything as far as, you know, talent. Cause I know there's a lot of great quarterbacks in the country, in the RMAC, and Shattern State's had several. So I try not to think about like, oh, you know, you're better at this, you're better at that. I just try to be the best, you know, Dalton I can be each and every practice.
Yeah, it's a great way to be. And, you know, I like to kind of think of, you know, when I watch you play, I'm glad you brought up how you don't get too rowdy or too rattled. You know, you're really stoic. I think stoic in the pocket, you know, is a good way to kind of describe it, is, you know, cool under pressure. Highs don't get too high. Lows don't get too low. Focus is always kind of right there. Is there a guy in college, NFL, any of those influences that you kind of get that from? You know, there's a few guys that sort of play that way. And then you got, you know, your Baker Mayfields and guys out there that just let it fly and get pretty rowdy. But who do you kind of look up to at other other levels of football to pattern your game after.
Yeah, I really hadn't looked up to many, like, not like in a bad way. I just kind of used to just watch football games. But this past year, like, it'd be hard to ignore, you know, Joe Burrow and, you know, what he did. So I would watch him, and, you know, he would throw, you know, however many touchdown passes he did, and it never looked like he cracked a smile. And I'm not saying I don't smile on the sideline, but I was just like, man, that's like, he's really poised out there. Like, and I heard a few people be like, oh, you look like Joe Burrow. And I don't see it at all. I didn't like that comparison. But I guess after watching him, I was like, wow, it's, you know, he's doing a great job. Because I felt nervous for him going into the national championship game and stuff. And it looked, he was unfazed and whatnot. So I just think that's pretty cool to be unfazed in big moments. And that's why I try to model my game after a little bit.
Yeah, kind of the act like you've been there before type of mentality. And you have really built up a ton of experience that's going to help here this fall and moving forward as we visit with Dalton Holst here on the Shadron State Sports Journal. Dalton, during COVID times, it was really kind of interesting, and I thought it was cool to see this picture that you and Cole sent me right at the beginning of COVID times. Kind of like, guys, how are you staying in shape? What are you doing in the spring? And it was you guys doing some weightlifting and makeshift stuff in the garage.
Yep.
What kind of stuff like that did you have to really do when you couldn't have your normal access to the different weights and different processes you do to get ready for a football season? You know, what kind of other interesting, unique things did you or some of your teammates you've talked to do to get ready for the season during this odd time?
Yeah, it definitely was an odd time. And, you know, Cole and I, Cole's dad lives in Gillette, right next to my house in Gillette. So we were able to go back there, get our old summer jobs and work, you know, work right away. And that way we were really fortunate, you know, to find some work and make some money. But yeah, like you said about the garage, we were able to get some free weights. We end up getting a rack, I think, in like May. So we were able to do some different stuff, because normally my dad's a high school coach. I would just go to the high school and work out there whenever I wanted, which was really nice. But you know, with COVID, you couldn't do anything. So we were able to do that. We were able to run around the neighborhood, run on some fields, run some routes after work and whatnot. So it was a challenging time. And I know when we came back here, Cole and I came back to Shadron in June, kind of when things started clearing up a little bit, and we were able to go to the weight room. And it was just, you know, mask everywhere, had to split up some guys and not have as large number of guys working out. So it was definitely different. But, you know, right now we're kind of used to it, used to stretching 5 yards apart from everyone, used to masking up and not touching so many things while you're working out, because you don't realize how much stuff you infect, you know, with weightlifting and whatnot. So
sure,
we're doing a good job of, you know, the weight staff's doing a great job of preaching that and wiping stuff down and whatnot, like we already were before. But, you know, this from March on, it's definitely presented some challenges, and, you know, we've just been able to overcome it, and, you know, we've been able to make the most of it.
Yeah, we got some hills and stuff to run out here. There's you know, hay bales if guys want to go out and toss those around, probably. You know, a lot of different ways to stay in shape and things. Dalton Holst with us today on the Shadron State Sports Journal. And let's get into kind of the, not just the fall, but a little further down the road in the future, Dalton. You know, the NCAA passed this rule where essentially this is a free year. You get full eligibility whether you play 2 games or 5 or 10 or whatever. So I know fans are going to be wanting to know, you're playing this fall and you have the option to play next fall for a second senior year, a fifth year of playing football. What are your plans moving forward? Are you going to come back in 2021 and play some more?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. Like you said, like you hinted at, this is kind of like a free year. You don't want to say that, because, you know, this is some guy's last chance. We still want to go out and play games, but essentially it is a free year of eligibility to go out there and play and compete. So that's a great opportunity. We didn't know if we were going to play 0 games or 5 games or maxed out 5, but now we have 6. So that's great. And yeah, that's the plan right now. You know, play as many games as possible this year. And I know a few guys are planning on coming back for their either 6th year or 5th year or whatever may have you. But it'll be nice to get this year going, get a few games under our belts with either new guys, new personnel, new offense, new defense. So
yeah,
it'll be fun. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, that's great. I know fans are going to love that little clip here in the interview, Dalton, that we're going to have you for another year in 2021. Excellent news. And with that, too, you got to look kind of at your future beyond college and beyond football and where you're headed for your career. So talk to us a little bit about what you're studying, what you're involved in academic-wise, and how that's going to kind of tie in to your decision to stick around at Shadron State for another year.
Yeah, right now I'm in Block, getting ready to student teach in the spring, social studies, social science education. So don't know where I'll be placed yet. I know I put a few local places, and I think Rapid might be where I end up student teaching. So in the spring, come back, either start a master's or, you know, pick up a minor in some classes in the next fall. But, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, have that semester of student teaching around the area or somewhere close, because we don't know what's going to happen with games and practices in the spring. So
yeah,
I know a lot of guys are are in the same boat as me. There's a few that are going to be student teaching as well with me. And I know a lot of guys are set to graduate in December, so they'll either, you know, start a master's, which will be great because, you know, some scholarships cover that. Guys were able to get an education further past their bachelor's. So I know I'll either be trying to pursue that or pursue a minor in the next fall, the next upcoming season.
Good stuff. Dalton Holst on the show tonight. And Dalton, let's get into a couple just quick hit fun questions about the season coming up. What's the favorite game on the schedule? I guess, you know, it's a short schedule this year. Got a couple teams twice. What's your favorite favorite game? I guess the one you're looking forward to the most here this fall. And then what's the one you look forward to in like a normal season each fall?
Yeah, I don't know if I could pick one. I mean, right now I'm looking forward to all of them just because, you know, like I said, we didn't know if we were going to get even one game. So I'm just looking forward to all of them. I know Kearney will be a fun one if that ends up happening, which would be great because I know a lot of fans are looking forward to that game and, you know, playing Kearney at Kearney. But I'm really looking forward to all of them. I know that's a boring answer, but I'm just glad we can play football in the fall. I'm really looking forward to being out there with the guys and be able to compete.
What about playing a team twice in one season? You get Black Hills and South Dakota Mines twice in one season. That's a little bit new, kind of an NFL style of schedule there. What do you think about how that's going to go? How that's going to go this year?
Yeah, that'll be nice. I think, you know, I know the Azusa Pacific League does that, and when Humboldt used to do that, they used to play teams twice. I think it'll be nice because, you know, you can watch the film on the same team what you played against a few weeks ago and clean it up and see what you did wrong. And I think that offers a little bit of advantage to both sides and be able to watch your own film and, you know, play the same. Obviously a home and away team or a home and home series there. So I think that'll be really fun to be able to play those teams twice.
What's a favorite, you know, do you have a favorite defense you like to play every year in the RMAC? I'm sure, you know, you talk in Twitter and everything with guys around the league and, you know, guys maybe around the, you know, the RMAC. Is there a favorite defense you like to face or a favorite player that you like to go up against or somebody that you just, you know, on another team you enjoy playing against or really like to challenge?
I mean, I really couldn't pick one either. I know there's a lot of great defenses in the RMAC each year. You never know who's going to be the top defense. And like New Mexico Highlands, they were towards the bottom of the polls, but they were a great team. I mean, they had a great defense, and we prepared like they were going to be a great defense. We saw it on film, but, you know, obviously the Pueblos and the Mesas always have a great defense, and Mines is always one of the top defenses in the country. So I just look forward to going up against the best defense in the RMAC each year, each corner. Each team has a great corner every year that we like to go against, we like to play against. So I'm just looking forward to see what other defenses have going on right now. I don't know how many guys are opting out or how many guys are able to come back for next year. So yeah. I'm just looking forward to seeing who's going to be out there, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Dalton, you've had such great maturity in your years and patience over time playing for Chadron State, too, you know, to get the opportunity to lead the team and be the quarterback who's done so many great things. What do you feel like, you know, you've learned most maybe from freshman year to now? You know, what are some of the things that if you had to go back and say, hey, freshman Dalton, this is something I want you to know now as you're going through all of this. What are some of those things that you feel like would be good pieces of advice to you as a young Eagle coming in?
Oh, geez, how much time do you have? I mean, there's a million things I would tell myself. I would just say you can never work too hard. And I know that's a lame term to throw out, but like I would always try to look at other people who are like, oh, well, he's not doing that much. Maybe I don't need to do as much, you know. And that was like really young, you know. If you saw a senior being like, oh, well, like I would just say put your head down and pay attention to what you're doing. You know, stay on your path. You want to lead. You want to help other guys out. Get down and get to work. And I would just say, like, I would always be looking around. Oh, what's this guy doing? What's this guy doing? Like, if you want to be a leader, you know, you show by example. And that's what I've always tried to do. I think you talked to a lot of guys. They would say, you know, I'm not the most vocal guy. I'm not going to, you know, yell at a guy. I'm not going to scream at him. But, you know, if you show what you're about and you lead by example, by, you know, getting down, getting to work, I would just say, don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You know, you do you. You watch the film. You work out, you know, and everything else will take care of itself. And that's what I've tried to do since I was a freshman. But I know I could do a whole lot better of it moving forward and in the past, and so that's probably what I tell myself out of everything.
It's working well now, Dalton. You've had a terrific career and another six games, so we hope that get played all this fall and then into next year as well. Fans, if you missed it, Dalton says he's coming back for that next season in 2021. Great news for Eagle Football Nation. Dalton, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you coming down to the studio doing the show with us today. It's CSC senior quarterback Dalton Holst on the Chadron State Sports Journal. Dalton, have a great season. Can't wait.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.